Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Nora.
Hi guys, this is Summer. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。大家微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加我们的抽奖福利啦。
对，这些奖品都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，非常适合英语学习，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志，或者用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝您好运。
哎，最近有一部剧啊，就特别火，开端。Nora，你看了没有？
Yeah, Cici asked me to watch it the other day, and that night, I just binge-watched 4 episodes. 一个晚上呢，我就追了4集，真的挺上头的。
哎，那确实。那这个追剧啊，有一个特别地道的表达，就是 binge-watch。B-I-N-G-E, binge watch. It's a verb meaning to watch several episodes of a show one after another. So, Nora, why did you binge watch the show? Was it because of the main character? 这部剧的主演是白敬亭啊。那你追剧是因为小鲜肉吗？
Nah, he's not my type. It's just there are many factors in the series that got me obsessed. For example, the bus explosion, a time loop, a couple on the doomsday, and the mystery and suspense.
Wow, that's a really good introduction.你刚刚介绍的这几个因素也总结得太好了点啊。这个公交爆炸、时间循环、末日情侣，还有悬疑推理啊。Okay, so here's a quick preview of the show. A gaming programmer, 肖鹤云, and a college student, 李诗晴, died in a bus explosion, and then resurrected from the dead, and were caught in a time loop. So they decided to find out the reason of the explosion.
Right, 那 Summer 刚刚呢就是简单的介绍了这个剧情。那前面提到了一个单词 Pressy, 就是简单概括的意思。主角肖鹤云呢是游戏架构师，李诗晴是大学生，他们经历了公交爆炸后死而复生，陷入了时间的循环，所以他们要找出来爆炸的原因来跳出循环。But I haven't got time to the ending yet, so relax, there will be no spoiler.
Right. In today's podcast, we're not going to give away the ending. 今天就和大家聊聊这部剧啊，但是放心呢，没有剧透， no spoiler. 今天的笔记给大家整理好了，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
You know, every time a new show or a movie comes out, I will be curious about the translation of the title. So let's talk about the translation of the show first.
Wow, 这是作为英语老师的自觉，对吧？看剧也要看英文翻译。OK, 那这个开端，它的英文名翻译呢就是 reset, R-E-S-E-T, reset. 这个词其实有两个读音啊，比如重音放在前面 reset, 它就是名词和形容词。如果重音放在后面 reset 就变成一个动词了。因为我觉得这个电影开端它应该是个名词，所以我选择的也是名词的读法。 So the title is reset.
Yeah, 那这个 reset 其实是有一个前缀 re 表示重新，那 set 本意就是设置，所以 reset 就是指的重启或者重新设置了。To place something in the correct position again.比如说把手表调回到当地时间就是 to reset the watch to the local time. 电脑重启呢就是 to reset the computer.
而且像我们的电子设备上啊一般都有一个重启键。这就可以用到形容词 the reset button or the reset switch. Okay, so to conclude, I think for the English title of the show, it makes sense because the show is about resetting the day.
是的，所以这个英文标题还是非常贴切的。
Yeah.
一切归零，重新启动。那除了说 reset, 我觉得 loop 这个单词也很合适。L-O-O-P, loop. Loop 本意呢就是一个圈，圆环。那 time loop就是我们刚刚讲到的时间循环，这个词呢其实会更加的专业术语化。
Yeah, right. The time loop is a plot device whereby characters re-experience a span of time, which is repeated, sometimes more than once, with some hope of breaking out of the cycle of repetition.
Yeah, when you know it's a movie featuring time loop, you know what it's about. I like watching this kind of movie.这种时间循环的电影啊，有很多都非常的经典，比如说《恐怖游轮》《源代码》《土拨鼠之日》
Oh yeah, the Groundhog Day. Groundhog 就是土拨鼠啊，哇，这部电影我觉得特别好看。
Mm.
It's one of the greatest comedy movies ever, and also one of my favorite.
Yeah, the movie also had a significant impact on popular culture. The term Groundhog Day even became part of the English lexicon, meaning a monotonous, unpleasant, and repetitive situation.
Oh, I didn't know that. 这个土拨鼠之日啊，电影因为太有影响力，电影的名字呢 Groundhog Day 都变成一个英语典故了。
嗯，
就是指一件不愉快的事情会重复的发生。
Right.
Monotonous, meaning boring.Repetitive 就是重复的。
For example, in this sentence, the government lost the vote and can expect a Groundhog Day next time.
政府在这次投票表决中失利了，下一次也会是同样的结果。
Right. 不过这两个电影啊，虽然类型一样，都是 time loop, 但是土拨鼠还是属于喜剧片啊 comedy, 比较轻松。但是像开端呢，它就你像这个剧的一开始就是个爆炸了。It doesn't involve cute animals, but a huge bus explosion.
Right, explosion 就是爆炸，动词呢是 explode. The bus exploded repeatedly in the show, and the main characters had to stop the bus from exploding.
Yeah, as for the reason of the explosion, first they thought it was merely a car crash.Because the bus crashed into a tank truck.
Mm-hmm.
But after several loops, they found out that there was actually a bomb on the bus.
Yeah, a car crash 就是车祸。
Mm.
Tank trunk 是指的油罐车。Tank 呢，其实除了指坦克之外，还可以表示储存液体的罐子。所以一开始爆炸的时候呢，他们都以为是公交撞上了油罐车。但其实啊，是因为车上本身就有炸弹。
Mm-hmm.
炸弹呢，就是 bomb.B-O-M-B, bomb. 这里最后的字母 B 呢就是不发音的。
Right. And after the bomb explosion, the main characters resurrect from the dead. Resurrect. 这个词啊前面也提到过，意思就是起死回生。
嗯，这个词呢是直接可以做动词的。其实平时呢更多的是指复苏这个含义。
嗯，
to resurrect one's career, an activity, or an idea.But here in the TV drama, it means to bring a dead person back to life.
And after being resurrected, 萧鹤云 and 李诗情 have their previous memory. They've been through the whole thing side by side, and in time, they become a couple.
嗯，是的，主角一起经历了太多的生死，然后就产生了感情。所以一开始我说有个因素啊，就是末日情侣 a couple on the doomsday. Doom means death and destruction.Doom 就是指的死亡厄运的意思，后面加上一个 S, Doomsday means the last day of the world, 就是世界末日的含义了。
Right. So for people outside the loop, it's just a normal day. But for the couple, they only have one day. So that's basically their doomsday.
Yeah.
所以说这部电影的设定还是很刺激的啊。It's no doubt a mystery and suspense TV series.
Right. Here, mystery and suspense is a kind of genre.Mystery 指的就是神秘 Suspense 是悬念的含义这里呢把两个单词放在一起呢其实就是一个电影类型了就是悬疑推理 For example, the person who set the bomb is on the bus and the truth of the explosion is hidden in layers of fog
对放炸弹的人应该就在车上但是这个爆炸的真相还不得而知所以就要去推理了这个放炸弹就是 set the bomb and something is hidden in layers of fogLayer 这个词指的是一层一层的东西，真相是被埋在一层层的雾下面，就是说啊，没人知道真相是什么。
Well, I can't wait to get to the ending. 如果已经看了结尾的同学，千万不要在评论区给我剧透，好不好
？Yeah. Anyway, the show is worth watching. 作为国产的悬疑片，我觉得还是值得看的啊。Alright, I think that's all the time we have for today.
嗯，那最后再提醒一下大家，我们今天的所有内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“加油”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。So, thank you so much for listening. This is Nora.
This is Summer. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语。就来早安英文。